It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David Furst. Joining us now, as she does most Mondays, is WNYC planning editor Kate Hines. She's here to preview what the WNYC newsroom is watching this week. And Kate, let's jump right in. What's happening today?
President Donald Trump is in town to give remarks at New York City's Veterans Day parade today. WNYC reporter Bridget Bergen will be there covering reaction to his visit and talking to veterans about how they feel about it. So we'll have that reporting for you later on today.
Okay, what's coming up for the rest of the week?
Well, the MTA board is expected to vote on the agency's operating budget. They've been projecting a deficit of hundreds of millions of dollars within a few years. And so how the agency closes that gap is the real question. I'm hoping some light will be shed on that this week. Meanwhile, contract negotiations between the Transport Workers Union and the MTA are ongoing, and they're getting testy and vitriolic. Our reporter Stephen Nesson will be watching all things MTA. And just to wrap up transportation, our The Commuters reporting project will have a survey coming out soon. We want to hear from people about accessibility on the transit system, so listeners, watch out for that.
Now, New York City schools are closed today for the holiday, but I know we're waiting on some data.
Right. The Department of Education usually releases enrollment numbers in early November. I don't know if it'll happen this week or next, but we're watching for it. Those numbers will give us demographic data about kids in school and tell us things like if new pilot programs that were put in place to diversify some school districts are working. Reporter Jessica Gould will be watching that.
And if you are into hurling, you're going to want to get ready for this next weekend.
It's the New York Hurling Classic, and it's happening at Citi Field this weekend.
Hurling, it is happening.
It's an Irish sport that many Americans don't know that much about, so I asked reporter Jim O'Grady to do some research. Just to give you a taste, he told me that after watching videos on YouTube and interviewing a couple of players, his impression was, and this is a direct quote, "It's as if someone looked at rugby and said, nice sport, but let's make it more violent." So we'll bring you his story on that later this week.
Okay, something to look forward to. WNYC's Kate Hines. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.